How's it digging?
Hi, Deegan. It's Tina getting back to you from Local Squash.
Yes. All righty. So let me see. So the reason that one got declined, it's not my fraud card. It's my credit card, but I have a limit on it. So let me increase it. Hold on.
Oh, no wonder. Okay. No problem.
All right. Let me see.
Just to confirm, you're aware it's the Visa ending in 9688, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
Let me increase it. So I just increased it. It's not showing on my side yet. You want to try to run it, see if it goes through on your side?
Okay, let's see if it goes through. If not, I could try it again in a half hour or so, but let's just see what happens.
Okay.
Oh, it worked now. I got the green light. Oh, that was easy then. Yep, I got it to go through. Yeah, so thank you so much for doing that, and have a really nice weekend coming up too, okay?
Of course. I have a couple of questions.
Of course.
For the Google page. So, so do you guys have full access of our Google page, or do we have full access of it?
Like so when we create them, we make you the owner, and Local Squash becomes the manager. So we're managing it and optimizing it so that it can remain on the first page of the search results. If you ever stop working with us, you just remove Local Squash as a manager, and then you still remain ownership of it.
Okay, because I believe you guys are owners right now. And
I'm
not looking
to
get rid of you guys or anything. I just, for safety reasons and stuff.
Of course. No, I'll have the verification department fix that today. I'll have them go in and set you as the owner and Local Splash as the manager. So if you refresh it by the end of the day, you should see that that's taken care of.
Awesome. Thank you. And then one more. So we have the Local Splash tracking number. Is that through you guys?
Let's see here. Yeah, the call tracking number is a part of your package with us.
Okay, it's part of the package. Now, let's say I wanted to get rid of everything. Is there a package you guys have just for the tracking number?
Yeah, if you wanted to cancel the program, you could keep the tracking number, and I think it's like $15 a month to keep that on there.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know. Another thing is I want to get a call center. And can I set it up to the – which I want to keep the tracking number so we can track everything that comes in from there. But if I'm not able to answer my phone, I need somebody that's able to pick it up.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
Would I send that to – this is the thing. If does the tracking number send it straight to my phone? So if I add the call center to my phone number, that tracking number will send it to the call center. Does that make sense?
I'm not sure because I see on your website you still have your primary phone number. So what I would
do.
Yeah, I would suggest if you wanted everything to go through that call center, you could just update everything on your end to the 661-485-1441. And then no matter where people call from, it would automatically forward over to your phone, right? So that way you can let the call center know that if you see, you know, they see numbers coming in through that call tracking number, that way they can, you know, identify it for you.
Perfect.
Would that only happen in the fact of like an overflow? Like you would answer the phone typically if you're not out in the field, but if you are, then it goes to the call center, or are they going to handle everything now?
Exactly. So like after hour stuff, if it's 1 in the morning, the call center would pick up and get like, do you guys have a call center or?
No, we've been asked that before, but we have a call center, you know, where we call out for our program, but people have asked us, oh, you guys are so good at what you do. Can we hire you to be our call center? And we don't have that capability yet because we're also open during regular business hours. We don't do after hours.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm just going to get one for after hours, and sometimes I'm out in the field and I can't pick up. Normally, I always call back within the 10 minutes, but it's always good to have somebody that can answer the phone.
Oh, I agree 100%. You know what? So, that's a lot of the reason why sometimes, you know, it's a pet peeve of mine when I call out a client of ours for a specific reason, and then I get, oh, a mailbox that's not set up or a mailbox that's full. It always makes me cringe because I'm like, why would you pay a company, to increase your phone with client calls, and then when a client calls, they can't even reach you, you know?
Exactly. So, you know, perfect. So that's what I'll do. I'll just add them to my phone number, and then I believe the 661-485 tracking number forwards to my number, and then if I don't answer, it gets forwarded to the call center.
There you go. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Perfect. So biggest thing is the manager on the business profile, and then I think we're all good.
Okay. Well, I already sent that request to them, so we'll get that taken care of today. So in the meantime, if you need anything else, call us, but have a nice weekend coming up to you, okay?
Perfect. Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.